Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
Sure. I'm Kim Elder with the National Park Service, and I'm currently the program manager for the Civil War Defenses of Washington.
Great. And we are talking about a really cool concert series at Fort DuPont Park. I know it's a pretty big anniversary year this year, right? What are we celebrating?
We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Fort DuPont Park's concert series, more commonly known today as the Fort DuPont Park Summer Event Series. We're extremely excited to be able to offer 50 years of free, family-friendly entertainment in beautiful Fort DuPont Park.
I love it. And real quick, remind our listeners, maybe if there's other people, maybe they just moved to the DC area, remind them where exactly you're located and where they should go down, you know, because in case they want to go take part in this.
So Fort DuPont Park is a unit of the National Park Service located in beautiful Washington, D.C., Southeast D.C., just off of Minnesota Avenue and Randall Circle. So if you needed to type in an address for this park, it would be 3600 F Street, Southeast, so just off of Minnesota Avenue in beautiful Southeast Washington, D.C.
Awesome. And I know this year's the big 50th anniversary season here. It kicked off a couple of weeks. It was July 30th at the end
July
of July
30th. Yeah. We had a great opening with a taste of D.C. music.
It was, who all did we have? It was Belladonna.
So we had Belladonna. We had the Soul Searchers, formerly with Chuck Brown. And we had as our sort of premiere was the Cyrus Company. Again, a taste of D.C. So all three of these groups are regionally known as outstanding groups that can bring go-go and a variety of music. But primarily, we wanted to focus on go-go. And so that's why we themed that particular show to open up the 50th anniversary, a taste of D.C. music.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like it was a great, perfect lineup to kick it off. But don't worry if you missed it. There are a bunch of other great acts coming up on the following upcoming Saturday.
We're really excited about the full lineup.
Yeah, let's go. Without further ado, let's dive into who we got coming up, and we'll take them one weekend at a time. So, all right, the next show will be this Saturday, August 13th. What do we got?
So this Saturday, August the 13th, we'll open the gates at 5:30. The live performances will start at 7 p.m. sharp. We've got Jazz in the Park this coming Saturday. We're featuring Spur of the Moment, featuring Allison Williams. We've got Chris Big Dog Davis featuring Lamone and Anissa Twinkie Hargrove. And then we've got our DJ who's going to be spinning in between all of these sets. We've got DJ Lance Reynolds of WPFW joining us again this year.
That's awesome. That'll be this Saturday. All right. And then next Saturday, August 20th, who's on the lineup? Who's on the bill that day?
We are excited about the remaining three shows, as I just noted. But on August the 20th, Saturday, August the 20th, we've got Pieces of a Dream. We've been talking about just being nostalgic about 50 years of free concerts in Fort DuPont Park. Well, Pieces of a Dream, like the Soul Searchers, were a part of the summer concert series almost 30 and 40 years ago. So we wanted to make sure we brought back that nostalgic component of the series. And so on the following Saturday, August the 20th, we have Pieces of a Dream and Urban Guerrilla Orchestra, again with DJ Lance Reynolds on the ones and twos, spinning the records in between the sets. We're just having a party, Jason. We're going to have a party all summer long.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about Saturday, August 27th. Who's on the lineup there?
Oh my goodness, Jason. You don't want to miss this show. We're going to be featuring DC's own Kenny Lattimore, the balladeer himself. In addition to Kenny, we'll have an opening for Miss Dior Ashley Brown. Again, Ashley is also, we try to ensure that our opening acts are all local and regional groups. And so we're excited to have Dior Ashley Brown coming back to DC, coming back home and performing on the stage at Fort DuPont Park. And who doesn't want to miss Mr. Kenny Lattimore? So we're excited about Saturday, August the 27th. That will be the fourth show of the 5-week series. And again, we're just excited to have Mr. Lattimore come back to Fort DuPont Park and perform in front of a hometown.
Yeah, hometown hero there. Yeah, all right. Yeah. And then wrapping it all up, rounding it out on Saturday, September 3rd, who do we got?
Well, on September the 3rd, we're calling that out staycation, folks. So school's already started for a lot of the regional kids. And so we're encouraging the families, like they do each and every weekend, to come on out to beautiful Fort DuPont Park. We're going to have a music festival in the park. We're going to open the gates up a little earlier on that day, Jason. We're going to close out with a bang. Gates will open at 2:30 on Saturday, September the 3rd. We're working in cooperation with Black Love Festival. We have, we're going to be featuring several acts, but our main act that day is none other than the infamous Sugar Bear with Experience Unlimited. Sugar Bear challenged me a couple of years ago and said, Miss Elder, believe it or not, Experience Unlimited, better known as EU, has never ever performed on Fort DuPont stage. So we have invited Experience Unlimited and Sugar Bear to close out the 2022 50th anniversary series in Fort DuPont Park on the stage. And so we're going to have a whole host of artists, more to be announced as we come about, but we've got Moo Moo Fresh, we've got Experience Unlimited, Black Print Experience Band, and a whole host of others. So we're going to be opening up the gates a little earlier that day. We'll have performances starting as early as 2 p.m. and they'll go through the evening. Again, closing out with none other than Sugar Bear himself and Experience Unlimited.
Sounds like a great, great lineup. All right. Well, that's the musicians that are playing. And you said, I know gates open most of the days are at 5:30 p.m. and performances at 7, except for, I guess you said that most recent one was what time? 2 o'clock?
Except September 3rd. That's going to be the closing show of the season, Saturday, September 3rd. That's Labor Day weekend, Jason. So right, we're going to be holding it just a little bit longer so that everybody can get the rest of the summer out of this systems, and we can get back into the regular spring of entering into fall. But on September the 3rd, we are going to open the gates a little earlier, 2 o'clock versus the 5:30 gate time. And again, we're having a musical festival in Fort DuPont Park.
Great. Now, before we run, tell our listeners any other tidbits they need to know, like, you know, what should they bring? Blankets, lawn chairs, et cetera. And what can they not bring? Because I know that, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, that last one, but you can't bring grills, et cetera. So give us the do's and the don'ts when you're packing
sure.
your bag.
Well, of course, we're going to start with the do's. We want you to bring your family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, tell everybody about the 50th anniversary season here at Fort DuPont Park. We're just so excited to be able to boast about the fact that the National Park Service has been bringing this free concerts for the last 50 years. So we want to encourage you to bring your family and friends out. Bring that picnic basket with your favorite foods in it. Even bring your coolers. They should not exceed the coolers that are generally on the wheels that you can pull a portable cooler. So we encourage you to bring that. We encourage you to bring out your blankets and your chairs. We do not allow tents, and we do have, we are allowing umbrellas, but you've got to sit towards the back. We don't want anyone's views to be obstructed by huge umbrellas. We understand right. that the sun is pretty fierce these days with this hot and humid times that we're going through. So we do allow you to bring umbrellas, but we have a designated area in the park in which you can erect your umbrella so that you can enjoy the shade as well. So the prohibited items are, of course, weapons. There's no need to bring any weapons. We're asking that you keep your weapons and illegal substances, alcoholic beverages. Leave all those things at home. Enjoy them in the privacy of your home. Come on out to Fort DuPont with your picnic baskets, your favorite foods, your favorite non-alcoholic beverages. Bring the kids out. Bring the parents out, bring your neighbors out. And if you don't feel like hauling food into the park, we've got food trucks this year. Lots of variety of food trucks. Last week we had smoked barbecue and all kinds of specialty sandwiches, ice cream trucks, ice cold drinks, all kinds of things for you to enjoy. So if you don't feel like bringing a picnic basket out, do know that we've got some great local food trucks who are in the park and ready to serve you as well.
Sounds like a good time. And the one thing you didn't say, but everyone should bring it, bring your dancing shoes.
Bring your dancing shoes. Bring your good spirits on out. We're having a good time. The week before last, it was just a great energy, Jason. Everybody just came to enjoy themselves, just relax. And we had a great time. So bring that on out, your dancing shoes. We've got plenty of space for you to dance. And just enjoy your free concert in Fort DuPont Park.
Awesome. Well, again, the next one is going to be this Saturday, August 13th. So everyone head on out there and congrats on 50 years. Here's to 50 more.
Thank you so very much. Again, we've got Jazz in the Park on this coming Saturday. Gates open at 5:30 with Spur of the Moment, another Fort DuPont favorite. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody come on out. 5:30, gates open, 7 p.m. The show starts.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us on WTOB to preview this. It sounds like a great lineup all the upcoming Saturdays. So I encourage all our listeners to head on out. So thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jason and WTOP. And we look forward to seeing everybody in beautiful Fort DuPont Park on Saturday at 5:30 when gates open.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.